This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship stadium studio, the Moss Family Automotive Studio here, Studio E in Tampa, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget that a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, helping to keep America moving along, thanks so very, very, very much. That goes out directly to the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there going coast to coast, border to border, as well as the police, the FedEx and the UPS and our bulk mail center haulers delivering the mail out there, especially John. Hello, John. How are you? And we also want to say a special shout-out to our suicide jockeys that are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. That's Captains America, all lowercase, all one word. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and grab our information over there that we have, including this gentleman right here, our next guest, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, hour number two. Starting out with Kyle, and good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes, and everybody is going to go back in because it's a little bit nippy, not cold, but a little cool. So for Florida standards, they're going to go back in, and there you go. And it is 64 degrees right now, right here at the airport on one side of the building, and it is 65 on the other side. So we might have a little breeze, so that's why they scooted back in.
Well, we're at double nickel right now in Southern California.
Double nickel. It's been a while since I've heard that expression.
Yeah.
I remember when they used to say, well, you got to drive double nickel there, you're going to get you a ticket. Old Smokey's going to give you one for a couple over there. Yeah, okay. Sure, right. Catch me if you can. Anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, back to the drawing board. Vladimir Putin actually had the audacity to take a little visit to Ukraine, where they have pressed the Bakhmar assault that's going on there, and he was over there exalting the praises of the ruined city.
Well, that's right. He did. He met his commanders there in the areas that the Russians are claiming that they have taken over, basically. But a lot of this, too, I think, Captain, is to try to shore up some support at home or try to look victorious or try to look like, you know, that this is all going very well, you know, for local consumption. But certainly the war goes on. But Vladimir Putin moving, going out of Moscow, going to Ukraine, also is, I think, another way of him saying, look at me, I can go where I want. I don't care that there's an international arrest warrant out for me.
No, and the other thing is to destroy a city like that with 30 or 40 or whatever thousand people, and it had at least that many, how many of them have you killed? Nobody knows.
And we may never know. And it's, again, Captain, it's these are atrocities. These aren't things that are just happening somewhere in some, you know, dungeon or something like that, in that term of the use of the word. But these are atrocities of this, on this mass scale that is, you know, just that the world will never forget. Vladimir Putin is not going to get out of this.
Well, let's hope not.
Right.
We're certainly
right.
going to hold him to hold the streets of the fire, aren't we?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, we look back in history, or you learn about in history books about World War II or things like that, and it seems so kind of far removed. But these are things that are happening right now, and you can look up the news stories every single day, and it's terrible. And the world, you know, we think we've come so far, right, in the last 50, 60, 70 years, but here we go again. That's the problem.
Now, just to show you the charity of people when it comes to certain situations, a teenager in Kansas City, Kansas, has been given $2.8 million thus far in an effort to try to help them out.
Well, these are the donations that are coming in. That's right. For the teenager in Kansas City, he was shot evidently by an elderly man in his 80s, we understand, after the young man went to evidently the wrong house looking to pick up his siblings. And so that's what we know about this at this point. Very, very terrible situation. There's no doubt about it.
All right, my man, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here at Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And Orlando, I'm coming to see you on May the 6th, and I'm looking forward to it. Central Florida Patriots, wake up, because it's time to come together at the Freedom Expo 2023, presented by X Insurance on Saturday, May the 6th, at the Seminole Harley-Davidson in Sanford. Now, I'll be over there with the former Trump senior advisor and host of America First on our Salem network called Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Yes, Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be on the car arms stage. I'll be up there too, along with some other folks. You can come on over. You can say howdy howdy to us, shake our hand, and you can get an opportunity to get some pictures or whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. You can also visit the expo vendors that are supporting the freedom movement. See the classic military vehicle display all over the field, along with motorcycles, blues music, oh yeah, barbecue, and probably a few biker babes to go along with it, I would imagine. Now, tickets are absolutely free, or you can upgrade to the Corona Cigar Company VIP experience, where very important patriots get to meet and greet every one of us, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, too, as well as all the local Salem hosts that are there, and yes, me, too. And collectibles T-shirt will be available there, a signed copy of the Larry Correa's new book called In Defense of the Second Amendment, VIP seating, and more. Get your tickets now at theanswerorlando.com. That's theanswerorlando.com. And come early, stay late. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'll be there from 9 to noon. That much I do know, and I'll be leaving about noon to come back on home. And don't forget, Bikes, Billy's, the barbecue, some beautiful gals, and Sebastian Gorka, and yours truly, and more at the Freedom Expo 2023 over at Seminole Harley-Davidson in Seminole, May the 6th, 9 to 12, presented by X Insurance. Hope to see you there. This is a deal where you can come one, come all. We don't care where you're at or how you get there. Just come on over. And you can't be involved unless you're involved. Isn't that right, Mr. Kyle?
No, that's right, Captain.
Yeah, you can't be involved unless you're involved. Okay, let's get on back here to what we've been talking about. Donation, let's see, we talked about the donations. Okay, injury and illness for absences are now hindering Senate business. There's a lot of people that aren't making it to work, and it's slowing things down to the Senate.
Well, that's right. You know, you've got, well, Mitch McConnell is back now, Senator John Fetterman, Democrat out of Pennsylvania. He, of course, is now returned. He was back on Monday, I believe. But you still have some others that are out. Dianne Feinstein hasn't come back yet. So that's also an
issue. Have you heard the crazy deal that they're trying to do in California? They're trying to appoint somebody temporarily to take her place so they can get in there and vote, because they've missed like 82 votes on bills. And you can't do that without the permission of the Senate, you know, to do that. You just can't do that. And as a result, they're not doing it. Charlie Schumer was going to take her committee positions in different places and whatnot, because she's senior to him, of course. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I would not be surprised if she retires after all of this, because you can't, if you can't do your job, you can't do your job.
Well, right. That's typically the sentiment. But you've got Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, Captain, of course,
my buddy,
the majority leader. He's saying that he spoke to Senator Feinstein a few days ago. He thinks she's going to be back soon, basically. He says, I think that Republicans, and this is a quote, I think Republicans should allow a temporary replacement until she returns.
Don't think so.
Yeah, so, but see, that's the thing, because they don't want that absence.
Do you think they would do that for the Republicans? Hell no.
Oh, no. That would just be like, they'd tell them to go jump in a lake at that point. If the Republicans had said, well, we'd like to have a temporary replacement, that's never going to fly.
Now, Joe Biden is panning Kevin McCarthy's debt plan.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And he's saying, Captain, the president is saying that it's going to be huge cuts for millions of Americans and cut the programs that are helping millions.
Yeah, you're going to lose your insurance, and you're going to lose your education. You're going to lose all sorts of stuff, and he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Well, no, and no matter what Kevin McCarthy or the GOP might propose, it's going to be the same old story. It's going to be these MAGA Republicans are trying to take the economy hostage, and you know, stuff like that. And unfortunately, Captain, and this is a Joe Biden's ongoing quest to be the president of everybody, I guess. But of course, he's not really doing that, because if he was, he would say, there are some things that the GOP is proposing, Kevin McCarthy's proposing, that maybe we can come to terms on, and other things I'm going to stand fast on, but we have to make a budget, and this is the way we make a budget in this country, and so, you know, we'll move forward. But it's, I think he's happy as a clam to draw this thing to the nth degree and maybe even have a shutdown, because then they can blame the MAGA Republicans.
Now, your representative, Mr. Kiley, out there in California, is still talking about the DA Bragg over the East Coast in the hearing, and talking about how the Dems have misread the public on all of this, because the public is not, for the most part, buying what Mr. Bragg is selling.
No, they're not. There's no doubt that the indictment has some impact, because it becomes its own sort of news story. You know, Donald Trump, who was indicted on 34 counts of blah, 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 blah by Alvin Bragg. You know, that's always going to be the way it'll be read. But no, I think he's right. The idea that people just aren't buying it because they see it as a political prosecution, a political persecution. And I think they'd see it the same way, Captain, if it was just the party affiliations were all reversed. This is not the way that we do things in America. At least it's not supposed to be.
Now, there are 17 congressmen with staffs that have been hit hard with a health data breach. In other words, somebody got into the computer and squandered their info.
That's not good. That's never good.
No. I wonder who the 17 are. I've yet to hear. And I wonder what they got.
Well, see, this is the thing. If, you know, there doesn't take a whole lot these days from what we understand for anybody who wants to, do an identity theft or this kind of thing. They can start putting things together with a very small amount of information. And that's why a lot of times you want to be very careful with information you release over the Internet or personal items or things like that, because people can start to try to guess your password or they can do all kinds of stuff like that.
Now, the United States and our partners are fighting the China influence operations all around the world right now. It's not just about the police stations. There's a lot more going on.
Well, sure. I think the Chinese government has a global agenda. There's no doubt about that. I think they want to use whatever means necessary in terms of information, wars, or propaganda, stuff like that, as they believe. And my personal opinion is I think in Beijing, they look at the United States as declining significantly, and I think they think that that's to their advantage. And they want to become the new sort of global leader, the new sort of global superpower. But it would be a very, very different world, wouldn't it, Captain, if the United States fell out of influence and China was completely on the rise?
I'm not sure who this is, and maybe you do, but one of our cabinet secretaries, Mr. Cardonas, is talking about Uniware, and he's been unaware of the fact that the Chinese Communist Party has been in the U.S. colleges trying to use this to their advantage.
Yeah, well, we've heard these kinds of stories before, right? And this has to do not only just with money, you know, influencing the institutions themselves, but also bringing people over that supposedly are just students, quote unquote, right? But they actually have ties back to the secret police or, you know, or some other intelligence apparatus.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we've talked about in the past, and we've seen these kinds of things, and it's definitely, again, it's there for influence. It's there for gathering information.
All right.
And it's terrible.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour. And, of course, your stations will get a chance to identify themselves and sell some of their wares and whatnot. We'll be right back right after that, so don't go anywhere. We're going to once again let Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. There will be no trial in Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion sued Fox News for $1.6 billion for allegedly spreading misinformation about their voting machines after the 2020 election. Two sides reached a settlement totaling $787 million. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin has been cleared to return to football.
Last season, live on TV after a rough hit, Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a game against the Bengals. Now, months later, he's been cleared by doctors to hit the field again.
This event was life-changing, but it's not the end of my story. So I'm here to announce that I plan on making a comeback to the NFL.
The doctors who've seen Hamlin over the last week all agree that he should be cleared to return to football activities. Hamlin is working out with the team. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Dr. Khan is my doctor over there, and she is taking extremely good care of me, and she has continued the process that Dr. Bill started with me. And it's working. It's a slow but sure process, but it's taken years to get to where I can actually tell you I'm feeling better and I'm doing better and my leg is getting better as a result of what they're doing for me. Now, if you want to find out more, just like I did, you can go to Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, their website, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. That's where you'll find them. Or you can call them up at 727. That's 727-896-4615. They're located at 38th and 66 right there on the right side, the north side of the highway. Call them up and ask for an appointment and see what they can do to help you. You just might be as pleasantly satisfied as I was with what they've done for me. So, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. All right, now getting back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is indeed.
Now, fewer doctors, for some reason, are seeking residency in states with abortion bans. I wonder why that is.
It's a very interesting thing. That's right. It looks like if you have tighter restrictions on abortions, it seems that fewer doctors are applying for those residency programs there. One would think there's an obvious thought process or a political position or this kind of thing, but it's interesting that it's actually skewed in that direction.
I wonder if it's got anything to do with money, and that's an easy way for them to make money or something.
Well, it could be. It could be. Typically, you know, a lot of doctors aren't in the abortion business per se, my thought, it may just simply also be the idea that, well, I don't want to go to that state because I don't agree with their position, this kind of thing, which is a little bit sad, a little scary.
Okay. Now, remember Chris Christie?
Of course, yes.
Former governor of New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, he's come out and he's said about our governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, that Ron DeSantis is not a conservative on the Disney action that's been taken.
Yes, yeah, he said basically, he said, I think here's a quote, he says, I don't think Ron DeSantis is a conservative based on his actions toward Disney. For one, I know that Chris Christie is probably also looking very, very seriously at a run for president.
He's not going to get it.
No, I wouldn't expect it in the long term, but he may also be starting to try to position himself. He's been very critical of Donald Trump, as a matter of fact, too. So, maybe starting to try to clearly define his position out of these other, I guess you call them front runners. We still don't know what Ron DeSantis might or might do at this point. It'll be a far off, I think, and it certainly have to be some kind of big official announcement. I don't think he's there yet, but he's still a major player in all this.
Chris Christie strikes me as perhaps being a member of a cabinet.
Well, he's definitely very capable. There's no doubt about it. He's a very smart fellow, and but whether or not he would get the nomination is would remain to be seen. But I don't know that it would be a major shakeup if he entered the race at this point, alongside Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, but not Mike Pompeo now, as we know from last week.
Yeah. Wow. Right.
Right. Right. But here's the thing, with somebody like people like Christie or Pompeo, they would be incredibly strong people to have in the cabinet, no doubt about it.
All right, well, we'll find out soon enough, I think, but we'll know sooner rather than later, probably. Now, Elon Musk has been on television with Tucker Carlson the past couple of nights. Have you had a chance to watch him with his interview?
I have not been able to see the interview, unfortunately, but I'm aware of what he's talking about, though, yeah.
Well, he dropped a bombshell last night on Tucker's program. Now, the United States government, apparently, according to Elon Musk, had full access to Twitter users' private messages, something that we've been told, oh, no, they can't do that, they can't do that. Well, they did it.
Well, that's Big Brother on steroids, no doubt about it. And that's one of the things in these kinds of, communicating over the internet can be very problematic in that sense, because you're afraid, there could be a hacker. But in this case, the hacker was the federal government, evidently.
Well, yeah, and maybe somebody else.
Right. Well, but see, this is the point to the idea, too, of if the administration can try to influence, or other political figures could influence what was happening on these social media platforms, in particular Twitter, to their own ends, or to promote a certain thing, or to discourage a certain thing. That's where it starts to get very, very convoluted and scary in a country such as the United States.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see before we know more, right?
Well, right. And, but, of course, he's in charge of Twitter now, Elon Musk is. And so a lot of these, you know, we might get some more revelations that will be even more shocking, if that's possible.
Now, there's some discussion about the presidential pay and the money and the fact that Joe Biden, of course, has been getting a full salary ever since he became the president. Not a partial salary like Donald Trump was getting. What I believe a dollar, right?
Right, a dollar, yep.
Yep, and then the rest of the pay he gave to charity. But nope, not Biden. Biden's getting it all. And we found out yesterday that there are nine members of his family that apparently now have received money from China over different things.
Well, yeah, and is that all getting declared on the taxes? I'm not sure. But certainly, Captain, the one thing, here's the thing. Donald Trump is in a position to once again tell the American people, when I was your president, I didn't take a salary. But here's Joe Biden, who's obviously incredibly well off, but yet he's taken every single penny. This would be a point of distinction. And you wonder sometimes, Captain, why somebody would leave their amazing, cushy, you know, empire, or cushy job it wasn't easy to build, but they're very comfortable, and they leave that, they become president, they become vilified, they lose almost everything, and everybody's always going after you, and you still didn't even take a salary. Yeah, wow. It's hard to compete with that.
I've never seen a Democrat do it.
No, of course not. Of course not. And but Joe Biden, of course, it's a very special kind of character, I guess, Joe Biden is. And it's going to be interesting to see how history really does treat him, you know, as we, 10, 20, 40, 50 years from now, or 100 years from now.
I hope it's not good.
Well, it's going to be very, I think they'll look back at this period and say it's very, very odd. And I think we're even in for a roller coaster ride for the next election. Who knows how they're going to try to frame or present Joe Biden? Is he going to go back to the basement? It worked before, but it won't work again. I know that.
No, but they're going to try it.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I think this is another thing. They're hanging back. They're looking to see if Trump really does gather a lot of steam, because they want to run against Trump.
Yes, they do. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with the Trucker's Highway Bible Report number 2 as we go to break. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Down in the holler, old boy's feeling like a dog on a collar, keeping that chain pulled tight, waiting on Saturday night, put on a smell good, put on Skinner, head into town like a NASCAR winner, cruising back and forth to the tasty freeze, everywhere you look, all you see is hillbilly deluxe, slick liquor trucks, big time in a small.
and Don. Hillbilly Deluxe. It's one of the favorites here on the Captain's America Third Watch to get you woke up and get you moving along up and down the highway. And boy, that'll do it if nothing won't. And I do believe Kyle agrees with that, right?
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
You were moving, right?
Sure. Of course.
All righty. Well, let's get going with the weather here. What's going on out west, my friend?
Well, Captain, now in the state of Wyoming, we're looking at a high wind warning coming on I-25. If you're heading out of Casper, south out of Casper towards Cheyenne, you got high wind warnings there. Also, as you're on your way out of Laramie up towards Rawlins, you're going to have a high wind warning there up towards Elk Mountain. So definitely be aware of that. Then we've also got a freeze watch. This is going to be in Grand Junction, Colorado, over the border along I-70 into Utah. So you're going to have that as you head on into the state of Utah this morning. Speaking of cold temperatures, our friends in Reno, Nevada, you've got all kinds of cold temperatures, freezing temperatures returning 15 to 20 degrees colder today than it was, and it's going to feel very cold as well with those breezes that are going to be coming through. So this is going to be with you all the way up towards Winnemucca as you come out of Reno on I-80 across the border into California. We've also got cold temperatures up towards Susanville as well. We've also got a freeze warning up near Yakima in Washington State. And taking a quick check of the radar map right now, we still have that rain still west of Seattle and Portland, a little bit south of Portland along I-5 near Salem. So do be careful there. We've got snow just north of Missoula in Montana, but still Great Falls, Conrad, and most of central Montana has got snow as you head east. But then as you make your way towards Hysham and Miles City on I-90, turns into lots and lots of rain. So be careful out there.
Alrighty, well, you want snow, you're going to get it. It's moving over from Montana into North Dakota. Northwestern corner of North Dakota's got snow right now. Winter storm warning up along the Canadian border. It's snow until it turns to rain over there about halfway across North Dakota, especially in the northern part. And that rain goes all the way down 29 to Fargo. And then over in the northwestern corner of South Dakota, you've got some wind, which is probably going to become snow as the day progresses and the storm continues to move to the east. Coming on down to Kansas tonight, central part of Kansas, you got a high wind warning over there, and you probably got a weather change coming later in the daytime. You've got a fire weather warning from Amarillo, Texas, all the way down to, all the way down to Midland, Texas. So be advised of that. Try not to, if you can, try not to throw any cigarettes or matches out the window because it could result in a horrible fire. Now, over in to the central part of Kansas, you've got, again, a high wind warning where there could be a change in weather coming that way. It looks like to the west there certainly is some weather that could catch up to it eventually. Over in the northern part of Wisconsin tonight, you've got rain up in the upper peninsula above Wisconsin. In Michigan, you've got a winter storm watch. You've also got some very cold temperatures for the right side, east side of the lake, down there going over towards Detroit. You got a freeze warning, and the upper part of Indiana tonight, you've got a frost warning. Same thing for Ohio, except for Toledo along the lake all the way across over into Pennsylvania, and including Erie, Pennsylvania, where we have a freeze warning tonight. We have a frost warning down below it, down into, the western part of West Virginia and the western part of Maryland and the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania. So be advised of all that. That's where the cold weather's going to be on the East Coast. If you're traveling up out of Atlanta, you're going to have some fog going north out of Atlanta. You're going to have some gale winds along the Gulf of Mexico from Brownsville on up to Houston, and then skipjacking along over towards New Orleans, and then New Orleans over towards Pensacola, hit or miss with the wind, and some fog up the East Coast if you're going up to Jersey or Long Island or up towards the Cape Cod area. So that's what we got that we're looking at there. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And how about the Pilot and Flying J?
Folks, you can go to PilotFlyingJ.com, find out all about them, use their locations function, and download the My Rewards Plus app, PilotFlyingJ.com.
And we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow night, so have yourself a great day and stay low.
Thank you, Captain. You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him and what he does for the program every night. And moving right along, we're going to get on over here to the one and only, let me find her, the one and only Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, unfortunately, we got some stuff going on here still when it comes to the Chinese. It looks like as if we have some of our allies that are going to try to get together and locate some of the other stuff that China is up to besides just having fake police stations.
Well, man, I don't think it's necessarily police stations. I think they were spy stations, but that's just me. But, yeah, finally, I think some people are beginning to take this whole thing seriously. And it's long overdue what China is doing. You can probably, you know, walk up and down any city block in major cities across the United States, and you'll probably pass probably a dozen Chinese spies or operatives. So that's where we are. And that includes college campuses, universities, corporations. So they're out there.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yes, they are.
Well, yeah, and we've kind of done it to ourselves by not paying attention.
Precisely.
Yeah, so nobody, you know, when they go, well, how did they get here? Oh, this is not going to happen. Well, we just have dropped the ball.
Well, we weren't taking anything, you know, seriously. You know, there's a few people, Marco Rubio, one of them, has been sounding the alarm for some time. But, you know, I think a lot of this has to go on the shoulders of the Department of Homeland Security and the State Department. That's my personal opinion. Start there.
Okay, and I guess the solution would be to start over and clean house because that's what apparently they're going to do.
Well, there's lots of places they need to be cleaning house.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her stuff, and see what she has to offer. You might be pleasantly surprised. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.